like that he put that out there, the expectations of that and the belief of that?
Yeah, you know, they're high expectations, they're high standards that we got to reach. You know, there's really no pressure on us. We just go out and we just do the things that we're supposed to do and we'll be successful.
And how about you getting this opportunity to be back there? Because, and Chip Kelly said you had a great offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about the opportunity you have in front of you.
It's a great opportunity. You know, I'm just going out there competing, you know, making plays. You know, I'm trying to do everything I can to help this team. You know, and every day I go out there, it's just a mindset of always trying to get better and always competing.
How about the coaching techniques now that are being taught? Do you mm-hmm. think that they're very advantageous now to having a successful secondary?
I think they are. You know, it's something that, you know, we didn't really harp on technique too much last year. I think that was something that was lacking that kind of hurt us down the road in the last, I think, four games. You know, it kind of hurt us was our technique. And we gave up a lot of big X plays last year, which, you know, it hurt us and kept us out of the playoffs. You know, so this year it was all about technique. We spent, I think, the second session of our OTAs is all 30, 35, 40 minutes. It was just all about technique, just trying to get that mental reps in our mind to be able to move and mirror receivers. So when it shows up in practice, everything is just natural for us.
What specifically, when you talk about technique, like what specifically type of drills or practice drills that they have you doing and practicing your technique?
Really, it's been a lot of receiver drills, mirroring what the receivers do, because a lot of things they do, we have to do. You know, as far as dropping your hips, getting in and out of breaks, you know, we have to be able to match them getting out of in and out of their routes to be able to contest with balls and, you know, being patient in the line of scrimmage, being able to compete with them. You don't really necessarily want to open up the gate and give them a free release. You want to be able to get up in their faces and challenge them and disrupt the timing of the routes. That's what it's all about. You know, if you can disrupt that, then it makes your job a lot easier. Instead of you just opening up the gate and letting them run, it puts more stress on you, it puts more stress on everybody in the back end, and it makes it easier for the offense.